Manu Patra alerts dated the 27th of August 2019. Supreme Court has ruled that the former Union Minister P. Chidambaram cannot be arrested by the Enforcement Department till tomorrow in an appeal which the court was hearing for his protection from arrest by the agency. The senior Congress leader is already in the custody of the Central Bureau of Investigation, which arrested him last week, but being investigated by the Enforcement Directorate. The former minister has sought protection from court. Punjab and Haryana High Court has dismissed the parole plea of Dera Sachasa Uda Chief Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh. The plea had been filed by his wife Harjeet Kaur earlier in August on the grounds that Ram Rahim's mother Naseeb Kaur had to undergo medical treatment. Supreme Court has observed that the environment of the city of Bangalore has degraded so much and so fast that the time will not be far away for this court to say that once upon a time Bangalore was a beautiful city. Supreme Court has held that reports of the defense forces, which contain role of officers at the time of engagement, are not justiciable and that it is not for the court to order any kind of correction or declaration in these documents. As a result of which the apex court has distanced itself from what it appears as a fight among the soldiers to take credit for India's victory in the Kargil War. Supreme Court has clarified that the incriminating material that came in evidence is to be put to the accused during his examination under Section 313 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973. Madhya Pradesh High Court has issued notice to the state government over alleged breach of norms in the constitution of State Wildlife Board while responding to a public interest litigation, PIL, from a Bhopal-based wildlife enthusiast. Madras High Court has declined to entertain a plea seeking a direction to the state government to enact a special law to protect statues of political leaders in view of the desecration of an Ambedkar statue in Vedranyam by miscreants. Karnataka High Court has observed that the state's disaster management is itself disastrous due to non-implementation of several crucial provisions of the Disaster Management Act, 2005. This, even though the state witnessed several droughts and floods all these years. Bombay High Court has convicted Hemant Mittal, a 38-year-old man for rape, 22 years after the said crime was committed. However, the court did not impose any sentence as Hemant was a juvenile at the time of incident. Kerala High Court has ruled that demo cars which are kept by dealers to demonstrate a vehicle model to a prospective buyer are required to be registered under the Motor Vehicles Act, 1988. Punjab and Haryana High Court has ruled that a provision in the Representation of the People Act, 1951, which allows a convict with up to 2-year jail term to contest elections, requires scrutiny. Special Court has directed Congress leader and former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram to be subjected to further custodial interrogation for 4 days by the CBI in the INX media scam and sent him to the agency's custody till the 30th of August. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has directed Jaiswal Nico Industries Limited and its lender, the State Bank of India, to give details about the petition filed by the company in the Supreme Court to stay the insolvency resolution proceedings.